Wet Willy Wormsley Fights the Giant Ant by Neural Splice. Copyright 2005 by Michael L. Cope. Audiobook copyright 2026. All rights reserved. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used in any other way without prior written permission from the copyright holder. For inquiries, use the contact information at neuralsplice.com. NEURALSPLYCE.com. Willy Wormsley's ears perked up when he heard the history teacher say something about a magma cart. He listened intently until he realized the teacher was speaking about the historic document named the Magna Carta. His eyes glazed over. His chin rested on his palm. The world beyond the classroom, with all its homework and expectations and disappointments, felt very far away. Then the PA speaker crackled. Willy's head snapped up so quickly that his neck cracked. The other students didn't even flinch. They were hearing a mundane announcement, while Willy's mind tuned into the interdimensional message hidden underneath.
Willy Wormsley, the Metropolis Elementary School is being terrorized by a giant ant. You're needed right away.
Willy's heart flipped from the mixture of dread and excitement that always accompanied a crisis call. The teacher didn't even look up from his notes.
Willy, hold up. Read chapters 24 and 25 for tomorrow. Don't forget, there's a test on Friday.
Homework. I'm going to fight a giant ant. May not survive. Should I really be distracted by the thought of homework?
The teacher's eyes finally found his, sharp and unamused.
This is history, not drama class, Mr. Wormsley. So drop the theatrics. Now get out of here, or ants will be the least of your concerns.
Willy jogged to his locker and yanked it open. He crammed his lanky frame inside the cramped locker and pulled the door shut. There was a flash. Then a pop as Willy materialized inside the superhero hideout, in Metropolis. The armory brimmed with neatly organized and labeled gear, tools, and weapons. Willy found Powder Shredder already pulling items from a specialized bin labeled Giant Insect Protocol.
Yo, my dude. You get the call?
Giant Ant.
Willy confirmed as he moved to his workbench in the armory.
Haven't fought a bug yet.
Powder Shredder held up a massive spray canister, industrial-grade pesticide.
Big bugs are easy peasy. 5 minutes tops. In out, dinner's on.
Willy pulled on his gloves.
I'll bring an ant trap just in case.
At the exit portal, Powder grinned.
Ready to squish a creepy crawler?
Metropolis Elementary School was pandemonium. Children screamed as they poured from the building's exits like water from a broken dam.
This way!
Powder Shredder dashed toward the sound of the loudest screaming. Willy followed, an oversized flyswatter held at the ready. Around them, the school grounds had become a war zone, overturned playground equipment, scattered backpacks, a child's shoe lying abandoned near the swings.
There!
Powder pointed as they rounded a corner. And then they stopped dead. Their jaws dropped. The middle-aged woman towered over 15 feet tall, her form both comical and terrifying. Her dark hair, streaked gray, was tied back into a bun. Behind a pair of enormous bifocals, her eyes were kind, which made the whole situation more disturbing. She wore a frumpy green paisley print sundress that hung on her like a circus tent, and in her enormous hands, she held a little girl of 7 or 8. The giant woman planted her lips against the terrified girl's face, oblivious to the girl's screams toward the unwanted affection. When she pulled away, an enormous lipstick imprint covered the child's face.
There you go, sweetie.
The giant cooed, plunking the girl down. The girl immediately bolted, tears streaming down her face. Willy stared.
That's not a giant ant.
No.
Powder agreed as he dropped his pesticide canister.
No, it is not.
Willy tossed the flyswatter and ant trap aside as well.
So the call was for a giant auntie?
The omnipresent voice of the stage manager made his presence known.
Our tiny bug-brained heroes came prepared to fight an insect and found a giant pest instead. Who will get squashed and who will get swatted in this colossal clash?
The giantess turned toward them, her massive face breaking into a warm smile. Willy caught a whiff of perfume, something floral and overwhelming.
Oh, look at you two.
Her voice was surprisingly gentle for someone so enormous.
Don't you look so cute in those little costumes? Come here and give your auntie a hug.
She reached out her tree trunk-sized arms. Willy and Powder Shredder exchanged a single, meaningful glance. Then they backed away, slowly and deliberately. The giant woman didn't seem offended. Instead, she reached down and retrieved an enormous shopping bag from the ground, a bag so large it could have held a car.
I have something I'm sure you'll both just love.
She hurled two gift-wrapped packages toward the heroes. Powder Shredder instinctively caught one of the boxes, shook it, and then tore it open with childlike enthusiasm. What emerged was a turtleneck sweater. His face fell. Willy caught the second package and opened it with considerably more caution. He withdrew a bottle of cologne so pungent he could smell it through the packaging, and a personal grooming kit.
Lucky me!
The giant woman clasped her enormous hands together.
Go ahead, try them on. I know two sweet girls you should meet. You'll make such cute couples.
Willy gulped with dread.
No thanks.
Willy turned to Powder.
My Aunt Marcy invited some girls recently. They were scary looking and nearly burned the house down.
A commotion erupted to their left. A small group of kids of 10 and 11 years old emerged from the school building. They were armed with spitwads and fired a volley. One spitwad smacked the giant in the face. Her smile melted as she retrieved a folded umbrella from her shopping bag. She unfolded the umbrella with a flick of her wrist, generating a wind gust that pushed the kids backward. The kids recovered and stepped up their attack. She swatted away the projectiles like she were playing badminton. Powder Shredder shouted, his heroic instincts kicking in.
Hey, you kids! Get out of here and leave the superhero work to us!
The children ran back into the school when they saw the giant woman attempt to hug Powder Shredder. Powder yelled, glancing over his shoulder.
Hurry up! This old bat is completely off her rocker. Back off, crazy lady! Don't make me pelt you with a snowball!
The giant woman stopped in her tracks, showing an expression of mock hurt.
Now that's no way for a young man to talk to his auntie. Give your auntie a hug, and I'll give you some warm chocolate chip cookies and cold milk.
It was the perfect opening for Willy. He sprinted forward, moving low and fast, using the playground equipment as cover. He darted under the monkey bars and climbed to the top of a slide. From his high perch, he prepared to execute a perfect atomic wet Willy. However, the giant woman's head swiveled with the precision of a radar dish.
It's not nice to sneak up on old people like that.
Her voice carried a note of genuine disappointment. Before Willy could react, she spun around with surprising grace for someone her size. The now folded umbrella came up in her hands like a sword and caught Willy directly in the stomach. The impact knocked the wind from his lungs and sent him flying backward. A snowball caught her directly in the face. The sound of heavy footsteps echoed across the playground as the giant woman chased after Powder Shredder. Willy pushed himself to his feet, his mind racing. He'd failed. His only attack move had failed. They needed a new strategy. The first attempt had been a disaster, but Willy was already thinking about the second. He clambered off the roof, careful to avoid the attention of Auntie. She was chasing Powder Shredder in wide circles around the playground, her enormous feet crushing equipment and sending up clouds of dust with each thunderous step. Powder was fast, but she was large. Every stride she took covered the distance of three of his. He jogged to Powder Shredder, who'd managed to create enough distance to catch his breath. Powder was bent over, his hands on his knees, gulping down air.
My attack failed because I tried to do it alone. Once you catch your breath, get her to chase you again. I'll climb up on the jungle gym. When you run past, I'll be high enough to jump on her.
Powder looked up, his eyes widening.
Bold strategy, but could be dangerous. Make sure you leap off and run before she falls.
She's coming back.
Auntie trudged toward them, moving with the exhausted pace of someone not used to running.
You boys need to stop all this running around.
Powder plastered on a giant grin.
Where's the fun in that? Much more fun when you have to catch us to kiss us?
He danced just out of her reach, goading her into chasing him again. Willy faded into the background and circled around to the jungle gym to work his way to the top. He was almost in position. Just a few more feet. His foot slipped and he yelped as he scrambled to grab a bar to stop his fall. Auntie's eyes found him and whirled around. She reached out.
Get down from there before you fall and hurt yourself.
She swung. Willy tried to dodge, but he was too close and she knocked him off. He landed hard on his back, with the wind knocked out of him. Willy gasped for air, his entire body aching. Above him, the sky spun. The attempt had failed. Again, Powder jogged over, concern etched across his face.
You okay?
Yeah. I think we need a different strategy.
Agreed. We're too small to keep this up. One lucky grab, and she'll have us butt good.
Willie's mind churned. Their equipment was useless. They had strength and speed, but so did she, and cat-like reflexes that made surprising her almost impossible. What they needed was chaos.
We need multiple distractions all at once from different angles, something she can't possibly defend against.
Understanding dawned in Powder's eyes.
The kids, the ones with the spitwads.
Exactly.
While Auntie was distracted making a call on her oversized mobile phone, Willy and Powder Shredder gathered all the kids inside the school building. They were eager, nervous, and excited about the opportunity to help the superheroes. Willy knelt down to their level.
We need you to be the heroes today, not us. Can you do that?
The kids nodded solemnly.
When I give the signal, I want you to come running out of all the classrooms all at once. Then you're going to fire everything you have at her. Can you do that?
Yeah, the kids chorused. Willy and Powder exchanged a look. It wasn't a perfect plan, but it was the best they had. The giant woman was still talking on her phone when Willy signaled the children.
Commence spitwad attack.
They erupted from the classrooms like an angry swarm of ants, their spitwads already flying. Their volleys hit her from every angle. Auntie swatted the projectiles away with her umbrella, but there were too many, coming from too many directions. She crouched into a ball, helpless against the assault.
She's distracted. That's all I need.
He crept low through the chaos, using the spitwad barrage as cover. Auntie hiding behind her umbrella, focused on the kids and their projectiles. Willy was close now. So close. His index finger went to his mouth. He licked it thoroughly, making sure it was good and wet. This was his moment. He jammed his wet finger directly into an ear. Auntie let out a glass-shattering shriek. She dropped her umbrella, her hands flying to her ears.
You rotten little urchin. I'll bake you into a pie and serve you for dessert.
Another barrage rained down on her. She moaned and howled at the humiliation. Her hair came loose from its bun. Her bifocals slipped down her nose. She dumped out her purse and picked up a giant tin of cat food. Ignoring the hail of spitwads that covered her like snowflakes, she slowly opened the tin. The metal lid made a distinctive metallic screech.
Here, kitty. Kitties.
They came from everywhere at once. Cats. Hundreds of them covering everything like a fur tsunami. The cats descended on the boys with the fury of a small, furry army. They didn't attack with clawed violence. Instead, they got underfoot and leaped on the children, spitting and hissing. The coordinated attack dissolved into chaos. After driving off the kids, the cats clustered around Auntie, who gathered them into her arms.
Thank you, my darlings.
Her voice was warm and affectionate.
You came to help your auntie, didn't you? Such good little angels.
This fight just keeps getting weirder. I really thought we had her. Now we have to fight cats too?
Not content to give the boys a moment of respite, the stage manager chose this moment to advertise their predicament.
Looks like our heroes have a real catastrophe on their hands. Powder Shredder and Wet Willy came ready to fight one giant menace, but now they're facing a perfectly coordinated feline battalion. Will our dynamic duo manage to claw their way out of this hairy situation? Stay tuned to see if they survive this ferocious turn of events.
She knows our code would never let us hurt cats. We need a way to encourage the cats to leave.
Willy scratched his head.
We don't have something they want, so what about something cats hate, like being cold or wet?
Powder grinned.
I can work with that.
He raised his hands. The temperature around him plummeted. Dark, heavy clouds formed above him. He whipped them into a blizzard, wind and sleet, and all the wet, cold fury he could muster. Using all his focus, he directed the maelstrom toward Auntie and her blanket of cats. The cats yowled and bawled, their fur standing on end. They scattered in every direction, dissolving back to wherever they had come from. Exposed to the whipping winter winds, Auntie wrapped her arms around herself and huddled into a ball. Willy rallied the children once more.
Attack.
The kids emerged with fresh ammunition. Their spitwads pelted her like hailstones. They stuck to her dress, hair, and face and froze in place. In seconds, she was buried under a massive mound of mush. This time, there was no recovery. She lay where she fell, too exhausted and depressed to fight. Powder tasked the kids with finding jump ropes to bind her hands and feet. The playground was a disaster. Equipment overturned, book bags scattered, spitwads everywhere. But it was over. The battle was won. As Powder Shredder and Willy worked to put the playground back in order, a young girl approached them. She was holding a notebook, the kind kids used for collecting autographs. Her eyes were wide with excitement, her voice ringing with admiration.
Hey, you're Wet Willy Wormsley. You also saved me and my dad from Kinetico. Can I have your autograph?
He reached for the notebook with a smile.
Of course. What's your...
What about me? I was there too. I helped take down Kinetico.
The girl glanced at Powder, then back at Willy, then down at her notebook.
Sorry, sidekick signatures don't sell.
The words landed like a gut punch. Powder Shredder's expression shifted from hopeful to confused to hurt.
Sidekick? I'm not his sidekick. He's my...
Willy grabbed Powder's arm.
What matters is they see us as a team.
Powder was quiet, then slapped Willy on the back.
You're right. We're a duo.
A duo?
The superheroes had the kids help clean up, then huddle for a lesson about the battle.
Today, you saw us attack an old lady.
A 15-foot-tall lady.
It's not nice to be mean to people, especially old people, but she was terrorizing the school and putting you in danger. Sometimes doing the right thing means making difficult choices. Sometimes it means going against what you believe is right to serve the greater good.
But here's the thing. Even when she was trying to hurt us, we didn't fight her out of hate. We only did what was needed to stop her from hurting others.
He raised his fist.
Remember, kids, stay in school.
That's right. Learning is cool. Now, if you'll excuse us, even superheroes have homework to finish.
Time is precious and limited. I hope you found this story worthy of your time. For more ebooks and audiobooks by this author, visit www.neuralsplice.com.